I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. A Texas doctor is being sued for performing an abortion illegally under Texas's new law that nearly bans the procedure in what appears to be the first lawsuit tied to the statute. Dr. Alan Braid, a San Antonio OBGYN, admitted in a Washington Post column published Saturday that he performed an abortion prohibited by the law earlier this month. The plaintiff for the lawsuit filed on Monday against Braid is Oscar Stiley, who said he isn't personally opposed to abortion and thinks the law should be subject to judicial review. Many legal experts have said they are waiting to see how a lawsuit might test the law in court. Texas's near-total abortion ban relies on private citizens, not state officials or law enforcement, to enforce it. This has so far allowed the law to skirt the precedents set by Roe v. Wade and subsequent court rulings because there isn't a clear defendant to name in lawsuits. The lawsuit allows anyone in the country to sue people who aid and abet someone getting an abortion once a fetal heartbeat is detected, which can occur as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy. The person suing would get a minimum of $10,000 if they won the case, but even if it were thrown out, the law prevents defendants from recouping their attorney's fees from the person who filed the suit, minimizing risk to the plaintiff. U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Monday sent a message to migrants, particularly Haitians, attempting to enter the country through the southwest border, saying, "People coming to the United States illegally will be returned. Your journey will not succeed." Mayorkas' comments come as lawmakers and immigrant rights advocates denounce the treatment of some Haitians by Border Patrol agents in Del Rio, Texas. Images and videos taken by journalists and widely shared on social media show agents on horseback charging and herding migrants attempting to cross the Rio Grande, including an agent swinging his reins toward a migrant. The controversy comes as the federal government has sent reinforcements to Del Rio to deal with as many as 15,000 migrants camped under the international bridge connecting the city with Mexico, hoping to request asylum in the U.S. Repatriation flights to Haiti and other countries of origin started on Sunday. Mayorkas said the goal is to have 1 to 3 flights per day. He said most of the migrants are being expelled under Title 42, the pandemic health order issued by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention last year to rapidly expel migrants to Mexico or their home countries without the opportunity to ask for asylum. Haiti was hit by a 7.2 magnitude earthquake in August, a month after its president was assassinated, the latest tragedies for a country battered by political instability and turmoil. Many of the fleeing migrants say they decided to enter the U.S. through Del Rio because the route was safer than other parts of Mexico. Others said they were following the crowd. The Texas Senate on Monday released its first draft of a new map for the State Board of Education, which attempts to reinforce the GOP majority within the 15-member, Republican-dominated entity that determines what millions of public school students in the state are taught in classrooms. The map is likely to change as it makes its way through the legislative process, which formally began Monday as the legislature kicked off its third special session of the year. Lawmakers have been tasked with redrawing district maps for the board, the state House and Senate, as well as the state's congressional seats. They will craft those maps using the latest census data, which showed that people of color fueled 95% of the state's population growth over the past decade. The proposals will have to be approved by both chambers and signed by Governor Greg Abbott. On Saturday, the Texas Senate released the first draft of its own redistrict member map, which also shores up Republican seats. Hear from some of MSNBC's biggest names at the Texas Tribune Festival. TribFest, happening virtually right now through September 25th, features a star-studded slate of MSNBC and NBC news anchors and correspondents. It's not too late to join us. Grab tickets at tribfest.org. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Raptor Technologies. Preparing for the next wave of school safety challenge. Join retired Superintendent Lee Wall as she discusses the impact of COVID-19 and legislative opportunities for Texas school safety Tuesday, September 21st at 9:30 a.m. at the 2021 Texas Tribune Festival, presented by Raptor Technologies. For more info, visit tribfest.org.